This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to an NFL Blitz! If there ever was a must-win, it's tonight. Thursday Night Football. Now, look, most of you, if you got kids, you're going to do the Halloween thing, and you'll be consumed with other things. But the Texans do play at the Jets tonight. And, Mike, the Jets are in need of a win. Desperately, like praying to the football gods. And, you know, listen, their quarterback earlier this week said he's been to a dark place.
Literally and figuratively.
Jets are a 2.5-point favorite.
What?
How?
How, Sway?
How?
I mean, that makes no sense. There's some serious – well, who's banged up? Stephon Diggs is out, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. This Texans team is still better. But here's the deal. You know what they're saying? There's no way the Jets are going to lose. How many in a row now, Chris? It would be what, four, five? In a row.
A 2-6 team at home is a favorite over a 6-2 team.
Makes no sense.
With a younger athletic quarterback, with a ball-hawking defense, right?
Yeah. Adams going to score 8 touchdowns tonight?
Well, maybe Vegas. Well, two things. No disrespect to Houston. It's a huge city. It's a top 5 city.
Four.
So it's not like, you know, you should not have Vegas interest because, you know, the big name brand cities generate the interest. But the Jets, I mean, come on. Is everyone in Vegas think that this is when Davante Adams breaks out and has 3 touchdowns, to your point?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that looks weird. But then when you start talking about the NFL, I kind of agree with this. I don't think the Jets cover the 3, but I kind of feel like they might find a way to win this game, and it's probably closer than we think. Meanwhile, what is going on in Indianapolis? Shane Steichen talking about Flacco's going to be the quarterback, but they're not giving up on Anthony Richardson. Listen to this.
Joe will be our quarterback going forward. Tough decision, but one I felt was in the best interest of our football team. Feel that Joe gives us the best chance to win right now. With that being said, not giving up on Anthony by any means. Really not. He's a young player with a ton of talent, you know, and he'll use this time to continue to develop and grow as a professional.
Teaching moment, or just basically, look, you're getting benched because that's a sucker move, and you're a young man's got to realize you're a professional. And professionals don't tap out when you're at the most busy. Unless you get an injury, to say you're gassed. And look, I respect him being honest about it, but you didn't help your cause. Maybe keep that in-house. You got to earn the respect of those veterans on that squad. And right now they're thinking you're candy blank.
All right, so let's hear from
Anthony. Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
Let's hear from Anthony
about you,
Richardson.
Aaron.
Because, Mike, there's something that does concern me.
Right.
Well, number one, he says, I can't bring myself out of the game. And then we're going to let you hear him say basically that his coach did not explain to him why he was benched. Now, that I have an issue with.
Well, then explain it.
Okay, but Anthony Richardson,
right?
Why you take yourself out of the game? What's the deal, bro?
Regarding that play, I know I can't do that as a leader, you know, especially as a quarterback of this team, and especially just as a football player in general. You know, I can't necessarily just bring myself out of the game like that, especially in key moments like that. But, you know, you live and you learn. You just got to, you know, grow from it.
Yeah, I just...
So the coach didn't say that to him, and this is why you're being benched? This you got to learn, man.
In regard to that play, I can't do that. Okay, that's a given. I need a breather. Give me a break.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
Here is Anthony Richardson, though, saying Shane Steichen, Mike, didn't explain the benching to him.
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to just take the information and just, you know, just grow.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily.
Unless he felt it was self-explanatory, as most of the reporters in that room know it is.
Yeah.
But I guess still, in this day and age.
You got to lay that out, though.
I mean.
You got to lay that out. I'm sorry. Like, here's the deal. Y'all are coming off the air. We're not just going to walk out and leave.
Right.
Why? Like, again, what happened?
But I mean, again, unless he's that colossally immature to realize you can't do that, and now the team is being sent a message, and now you've been sent a message. So, but I'm with you. I mean, maybe Steichen needs to explain it and spell it out to the young man.
Maybe. That's interesting stuff. It's our NFL Blitz. Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's hear from Dave Canales, speaking of changing quarterbacks, because he's going to go back to Bryce Young.
Excited for Bryce to have an opportunity to build off some of the things that he did last week. Certainly things to work on, but a lot of good stuff that he did too. So Bryce will be starting this week. We'll collect all the information over the week with Andy, with Bryce, how he plays this week, and then we'll make another decision next week.
So the Saints are at the Panthers. Panthers are 1-7. They're terrible. But Mike, who's the quarterback for the Saints? This is Dennis Allen talking about, is it going to be Carr? Is it Rattler? What's the deal?
Felt like Rattler, you know, gave us the best chance at the time. We'll see where we're at come this weekend, what the expectation is. My expectation is that Derek's going to be ready to go. In that case, you know, Jake will be the backup this week. So I don't want to get into the specifics of, you know, the reasons why, but we feel like that's the best thing for our team.
So wait a minute. Rattler was the starter. Jake Haener is going to be the backup if Carr is ready to go. But if Carr is not ready to go, Haener's going to start in front of Rattler. Mike, the Saints are a mess right now.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. And you talk to our friends out in New Orleans, they want this guy gone, like, even last year. Even beating us, walking out of the Superdome, actually, they still wanted this guy fired. But, yeah, I mean, maybe it's at the time where they pivot. I mean, you don't tank in the NFL, but still, you need to reset that thing. And if you think Rattler can be the guy, or Carr, though, here's the ceiling with Carr. Arm this low, right? And maybe that's it. They know where they're at with Carr, and if he's not 100%, the floor is the ceiling, to paraphrase Michael Jordan.
The floor is the ceiling. Saints a 7-point favorite in that game, and they should be. Hey, let's hear from Jerry Jones. We've talked a lot about the Cowboys, and we'll continue as they come to town on Sunday. I feel like, again, I want to win all these games, but they're in a much more need-to-win situation than we are, especially in our division, Mike. We've kind of handled our business there, but these NFC games have come back to bite you. He was asked about paying everybody. Dak,
right?
CeeDee Lamb, he's going to have to pay Micah. Mm-hmm. This is how he described these contracts.
I basically was well aware of our commitment to Lamb and well aware of our commitment to Dak. They were really the principal reason you saw that all-in thing so much. I wanted to make that commitment with Dak. I've always looked at the dollars we spend in football and on the roster. I've always looked at them as scholarships. When you give a lot of scholarships to any one player in terms of your cap, in terms of the dollars, then that's about much less you've got to give to another player.
Shock. Really, Jerry? So it's like a pie chart? And, you know, this much goes to your wide receiver and your quarterback. Wow. Thanks for just wasting 25 seconds of our time. I mean, keep him away from the microphone, man. Just stop it. And we told you earlier that Micah Parsons, at least today, did not practice. And McCarthy says it doesn't, I mean, from what he was saying, it doesn't sound like he's going to go.
How has he held on to his job to this point? We go behind the scenes. We'll talk with David Waters, creator and host of Gators Breakdown, as the Dogs get ready to take on the Gators Saturday. And we'll find out the latest with Billy Napier and those Gators on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.